Yud Ma'am Cheshvan, Monday the 3rd of November, Rabbi Shlomo Manis, Tosefes Shabbos, can I make Shabbos longer?
Good morning. Just a little short Dvar Gadol before we start. In Eretz Yisrael, last week, on Thursday night, they started saying the same Tal Umoto Livrocho. As we know, the Mishnah brings down the Halacha Paskens. We start saying it 15 days after the end of Yom Tov in order to allow the Oile Bovel to get back home in dry and safe conditions. Somebody last year asked me a question, a very simple question. When do we finish saying the same Talamot Levrocha? On the first day of Pesach. But there's again a Chiv of Oile Regel. So why should we should stop 15 days before to allow the people to get back up to Eretz Yisrael in dry conditions? Why is this? If you're giving them this privilege of taking the rain away and stopping the rain for 15 days straight after Yom Tov, we should stop the rain 15 days before Yom Tov. Question I never thought of. I looked around a bit. And I found the most beautiful answer, I think. And I'll share with you. A person leaves the Beis HaMikdash, sat to the Beis HaMikdash, however many days they've been there, Oile L'Regel, it's the epitome of Kedusha, you see Yad Hashem, you see Neflois HaBoira, you see everything, Maisei Nissin, day by day. It's very hard for a person to leave such a situation and go back to a mundane daily life. Therefore, not to make it too hard for the person, we tell them, don't worry, it won't rain till you get home, you're fine, you'll have good conditions. But when a person's going back to Oile L'Regel 6 months later to go back to Yerushalayim, people will run to do a mitzvah even if it's pouring with rain. So there's no reason to stop the rain. To come to a shir, people will run, even when the conditions look like they do outside. To leave the shir afterwards might be hard if it's raining. But everybody runs to a shir. We all run to Oile L'Regel. We all run to a mitzvah, even if it's going to be raining. Therefore, there's no reason to stop the rain before Pesach. But we do stop the rain. We make the rain not start till 15 days after Sukkot. I can't remember. Somebody asked the Shaila on the first night of Sukkot like this. We know the halacha is, on the first night of Sukkot, there's a chiyuv to eat a kezayis of chameshes minei dagon, a kezayis of challah, in the Sukkah after Nacht. Which in England, and many places in the world, can get very tricky sometimes. Especially as the Mishavur brings down, Lechatchila want to wait till Chatzoy Salaylo, which can often get very tricky and very difficult. But people do it. I remember from growing up, in London, many a years you had to wait for hours and hours before you could make Kiddush and eat challah. So somebody asked a question like this. This year in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, that area, it was starting to rain about 2 hours before Yom Tov. There was grey clouds all of a sudden gathered. So this person went to a Rav. The Rav told me the Shailas afterwards. And he asked the Rav like this, I don't understand. There's a Chiyuv of Tosefes Shabbos. One can add Shabbos. If one can add Shabbos in Yom Tov, it's the same din by Yom Tov, you can make Shabbos longer. So why can't I go in my Sukkah now before Yom Tov? I'm already allowed to do it because it's a din of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov. Let me go into my Sukkah now before the rain hasn't yet started. And let me now eat my kezayis, and let me be yaitz to the mitzvah. Why do I have to wait till night? And very likely by then the rain would have started. Yes, there's a kezayis shabbat where the Gemara learns out tesvov from Pesach. That by just like Pesach, you've got to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach after Nacht. So he asked there as well, why can't we start the seder earlier? Many people, the kids come home with booklets and miles long sheets of Divrei Torah, and the father's going, no, it's nearly Chatzos, we've got to rush for you. Tomorrow you'll say the Divrei Torah. Very simple solution. Start the Seder an hour earlier. Start ready before Nacht. You tell your kids, this is your hour, say all the Divrei Torah, say what you want. And it's a Gevaldik solution. Why can't we do that? And the same thing by Sukkos. We should be able, this person should have been able to sit in his Sukkah and eat his Kezayis an hour before Nacht, an hour and a half before Nacht. And he could avoid any problems he might have had with the rain, which Taka, at least when I came home, as we got home, it started pouring. Well, it was a 5-minute shower. So you didn't have to wait that long. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes, the sugya of Moisifim in Achoyle HaKodesh, to add from Choyl, from the regular day, onto the Kodesh, which is Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Gemara brings two psukim where we learn it out from. Rabbi Shmuel learns it out from Erev Yom Kippur. He says, "B'tisho b'chodesh b'erev me'erev ad erev tish b'su shabbatchem." So why are we talking about the tisho, the fastings on the Asara, on the 10th day of the month? So why is the apostle talking a number of times about the number 9? B'tisho b'chodesh me'erev ad erev. So the Gemara learns out. Mikan, the Gemara says, we learn out. You've got to add min achodesh l'chodesh. You've got to add some of the 9th has already got to have the din of Yom Kippur, and you've got to add some time on to the day 10 and make 9 into 10 as well. Rabbi Akiva learns out, we learn it out from Shvius. Because the Torah already tells us, Sod Choloisizra, Vecham Choloisizmoil, you don't have to do any work with the field. And then suddenly the Torah adds in, Bechorish Uvakotze Tikzoil, you've got to be Shoivis, you've got to stop working, Bechorish Uvakotze. Which is basically repeating what the Torah has already just told us. Of Sod Choloisizra, Vecham Choloisizmoil, you can't do any work in your orchards and your vineyards. So why is the Torah adding again? Mikan, says Rabbi Akiva, Shemoisifin min achoyle lakodesh. By Shvius, there's a din. You've got to add a certain amount of time from the 6th year and give it the din and give it the same kedusha as the 7th year of Shvius. How long do we add? The Maaseh, most of the Achroinim learn, it starts only from Rosh Chodesh Elul. From Rosh Chodesh Elul and onwards, there's the chiyuv of being moisiv min achoyle lakodesh by Shvius. From there, so because of this, we've got two psukim, we've got the pasuk by Yom Kippur, and we've got the pasuk by Shvius. Both of them have nothing to do with Shabbos, nor with Yom Tov. So is the chiyuv of adding min achoyle lakodesh, what we call Tosfos Shabbos, is it a din d'oraisa, or only a din d'rabbanon? The Rambam, the Magid Mishnah, the Gaon, and many other Achroinim learn that it's only a din d'rabbanon. By Yom Kippur, it's a din d'oraisa, because it's a posuk. By Shvius, it's a din d'oraisa. But anywhere else, it's very nice. You can make longness and learn out one from the other. But it's not a chiv d'oraisa, it's only a chiv d'rabbanon. On the other hand, you've got Rashi, the Rif, the Rosh, there's a stira in the Tosfos, which we'll go into soon. For they learn the pashtus, even by Shabbos, there's a chiyav do'iraisa to be moisif me'achoyle lakodesh. To add something, without getting into the machlokes of how much, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, that's why we light, that's why Hadlokas Aneiros is always 15 minutes before Shkia, to give us the time of called Tosfos Shabbos, be moisif me'achoyle lakodesh, that's why we light earlier. The speaking Yonim are bringing Shabbos in hours earlier, but that's not the dinner face of Shabbos. Dain Duna told me a Maisa just at Shabbos. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky used to say over a Maisa. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky's Rebbetzin was a granddaughter of the famous Ritvaz. The Ritvaz was the Rav in Slutsk for many, many years, till the Sof Yomov he went to Tzvas. When the Ritvaz was still Rav in Slutsk, he became seriously ill, and he was close to his deathbed. This is the Maisa Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky says over himself from the Zayd to the Ritvaz. He was on his deathbed and he had a chaloim, and in the chaloim he saw himself being taken in front of the heavenly court, the Bezin Shamala, and he starts pleading for his life. He tells the Rebbein Shlomo, I'm going to write my famous Perush or Ritvaz on Yerushalmi. There's not many Perushim on Yerushalmi. Let me live. The Rebbein Shlomo said, don't worry, we'll find somebody else. We'll find other candidates to write the Perush on Yerushalmi. Ritvaz used to give, he was known to be a massive altstocker. He would raise money for Niyim, Ammonis, Yisoyimim. Save me, he said to Ribbon Shloilom, that I can carry on doing my Maisik stock of a chesed with all these unfortunate people. Ribbon Shloilom says, don't worry, we'll find another candidate. He said to Ribbon Shloilom, on Thursday night, my table is set. Thursday night, I prepare the candles. My wife does all the cooking on Thursday night, so on Friday, I sit and learn, she sits saying to him, and we don't do any malach on Friday. Oh, said the Rebbein Shlomo, that's a schus to be saved for. And the Ritvaz himself said over, he was saved in the schus of preparing himself for Shabbos early. That's not Tosfos Shabbos, that's an Inyan. That's an Inyan. Chofetz Chaim used to write, the people should try by Chatzos Hayoyim to be all prepared. And there's many stories with the Chofetz Chaim where he gave people brachas. They make sure that by Chatzoy Sayoim they'll be prepared for Shabbos. They'll be saved. That's all, as we say, Shein and Yunim. It's all very nice, but that's not the Chiyuv, what we're talking about, what's called Tois for Shabbos. When does Tois for Shabbos start? Most of us know the Shitta for Plaga Mincha, which is 1 1/4 Shois Manios before Shkia. In the summer, it comes out about 2 or more hours, if you take the length of the day. Whichever way you work out the day, Shittas Mogen Avrom, or Shittas Agon, whether you learn from Netz to Shkia, or from Alois HaShachar till Tseis. But in the summer, you get very long Plaga Mincha, and in the winter, you get Plaga Mincha of maybe just about an hour. The Pashto's Shitta that we take on is, the Tois of Shabbos can start from Plaga Mincha onwards. There is a Shittas HaBach. The Bach writes La Locha, and we don't paskin it, but we do use it sometimes if we need in certain situations. The Bach writes, where do we learn our Tois of Shabbos from? From Shvius. Shvius, how long did you have to add Me'achoyle LaKodesh? 1 month. So 1 month is a 12th of a year. Says the Bach, you should be adding on a 12th of the day. How much is a 12th of the day? 2 hours. Says the Bach, here, the Bach Shitta is, you can add 2 hours to Yisrael Shabbos. We don't pass in the Bach. It gets used in certain situations where people get stuck and they have to, he's going to bring Shabbos in early, whatever reason. It does get used, amol, it's there, la locha. But we don't pass in it. We pass in the Shitta that everybody knows from Plaga Mincha, however you work Plaga Mincha. But we pass in from Plaga Mincha and onwards. Is Tois of Shabbos. La Halacha. It's brought down in the Mechaber and Sim Reish Ayin Aleph writes. Sorry, in Reish Samach Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Oimrin Shetzorich Lohoisiv Me'achoyl El HaKodesh. And everybody asks on the Mechaber, why Yesh Oimrin? Some say you need to add Me'achoyl El HaKodesh. What do you mean some say? The consensus is by most of the Rishonim, as we listed the Rosh, the Rif, Rashi, Chelik of Balei HaTosfos, all hold, there's a Chiyuv Doraisa to be Moisiv Me'achoyle LaKodesh. Why do you, the Mechaber, write Yesh Oimrim? There's many reasons given, but the main reason given is because the Mechaber was Choshesh for Shittas HaRambam, which is a Maisa by the Rishonim, Adas Yechido. The Rambam is the main, only Rishon that holds of it. But the Rambam holds with Manazeh, there's no Chiv Doraisa of Tois Shabbos. It's only Drabonon. And because of that, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Oimrim, Shemoisifi Me'achoyle HaKodesh, it's only Yesh Oimrim, and he doesn't want to paskin it, La'alocha La'maisa. So that's the Mechaber, the Shittas HaMechaber, Yesh Oimrim, Moisifi Me'achoyle HaKodesh. And the Maisa, if we look, we'll see, because of the Balei HaTosfos especially, you'll see the Balei HaTosfos, the Rosh, and others, the Moshe, the Tosfos, there's a Tosfos in Psochim, a famous Tosfos in Psochim, Daf Tzadik Tes, but Tosfos writes that really a person should be able to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, even before night, and for that the Gemara had to come along and give me a special limut of Tesvov, Tesvov, and a matzah from Romim Yoichlu, that's Tavko Balayla Azeh. Without that limut, you'd be able to eat matzah even before night. How can you eat matzah before night? Matzah is a doiraisa. So we see that that Tosfos at least learns. There must be, the Tosfos learns, that Tosefes Yomtev, Tosefes Shabbos is a mitzvah doiraisa. And therefore, if it's a mitzvah doiraisa, I can now eat my matzah even beforehand. And for that I need a special limud by Pesach, and by Sukkos, and by other places not to allow me to do it. But without that, I would have been allowed. On the other hand, there's a famous Tosfos in Ksubos, which many know. Tosfos writes, the Gemara discusses in Ksubos the din that a father can give over his daughter Lechupa. Mesira Lechupa is a schus, a merit that the father has. He can choose who he wants as his son-in-law. So the Gemara asks the question, how can the father give his daughter over Lechupa? But we know that Halacha is Maisa Yodayim of the daughter. If the daughter works, who does the money go to till she gets married? The money goes to the daughter. So the money goes to the daughter, Maisa Yodayim of a girl over Bas Mitzvah. Belongs to herself. So how can the father choose the chosnu the minute she gets married? What's going to be? Who's the money now going to go to? To the husband. So he's denying his daughter money by giving her over the chuppah. The father chooses, I want to make a chuppah this day, and this is the day I want to do it. He's denying his daughter a ma'aseh of day. I go to kasha. The Gemara asks. So what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers he gives his daughter over the chuppah on Leil Shabbos v'yomtiv. On a Friday night, or yomtiv by night, so she can't work. So there's no denying her any money at the moment, because she's unable to work. It's yomtiv, it's issa melacha. So you're not denying her money. And now the father can use his privilege of giving his daughter over the chuppah. That's how the Gemara has the outcome. Frek Toysus. So Toysus asks, we know there's a halacha, v'somachto b'chagecho, v'loi b'ishtecho. You can't get married on Yom Tov because of v'somachto b'chagecho. You've got to rejoice with the Yom Tov, not rejoice with your wife. If you're going to marry your wife, there's a mitzvah v'simachas ishtoim. You've got to rejoice with your wife. So how can you fit the two in together, Frek Toysus? Toysus comes along with a chiddush. Toysus says it's talking about that they get married between Shkia and Seizah Koychovim. Between Shkia and Seizah Koychovim, you had to make the chuppah. So this way, there was no chiv yet of the simachis of the somachta b'chagecho. Toysus learns the somachta b'chagecho only starts when it's dark outside. But there's already an issa melacha, because as we know, you can't do melacha from Shkia. Lechol ades. You can't do melacha from Shkia, says Toysus, he gives his daughter the chuppah during that time. Says Rabbi Chana Wasserman in Kovet Shiurim, we see from here, Toysus must learn that Tosefes Shabbos V'yomtiv is only a din derabbanon. Because if it was a din deraisa, so if so, the somachta b'chagecha would start already from Shkia, because of Tosefes Shabbos V'yomtiv. So we see from here, says Rabbi Chana, that the din Tosefes Shabbos V'yomtiv is only a din derabbanon, not a din deraisa. So we already have a machlokes between two different toisvesen. So the shittas balei toisves, as we can see, is split. Some hold it's the raisa, some hold it's the rabbonon, and we split. Coming down to halacha lemoshul, as we all know, if a person, especially the summer months, it's basically impossible in the European countries to eat a meal after tzeisak echovim. I mean, some chassidim do it, and it's a wonderful thing, but it's very hard. 11 o'clock at night, half past 11 at night to start the meal. It's very difficult. So what do we all do? We all bring Shabbos in early, but we all know that you've got to eat a kazayis of challah after Tzeisak Echovim. You leave the last kazayis of challah and you eat it after Tzeisak Echovim. That alone, the chiyuv of eating a kazayis challah is a machlokes achronim. The Bach writes, the Bach brings down the Marshal, he writes, the Marshal wouldn't allow you to start the meal before night. Says the Bach, I allow you to start the meal before night. He understood our problem of waiting till 11 o'clock at night, but you've got to eat a kazayis. Says the Bach, you've got to eat a kazayis of challah after night. The Taz goes to town with his Bach, and he uses all his heavy weapon against the Bach, and the Taz passes halacha, loy hoya, veloy nivro, says the Bach, says the Taz. Doesn't know where the Bach gets it from. The Taz in Reish Tzamech Aleph, he's got involved, he doesn't know where the Bach gets it from. And he writes, there's no reason to eat a kazayis after nacht. It's gewaldic. You can start your meal at 8, finish at 10, and you don't have to wait up to 11. You can go to bed at 10 already on the Taz's expense. You don't have to wait up. So the Taz holds, there's no chiv to eat a kazayis after nacht. Why? We'll have to say that the Taz holds, the Tois of Shabbos is a deraisa. It's a deraisa. So I've eaten my kazayis whenever it was at 8 o'clock on the watch. What's the difference when? The minute I brought Shabbos in, I'm a chuyim mit deraisa with all dine Shabbos. And who cares when I eat my kazayis? On the other hand, the Bach is being choshesh for the Rambam Shitta that it's only a derabonon. If it's only a derabonon, but on the other hand, we have the Pasuk, but the Pasuk tells us, where from there the Gemara learns out, three times it says Hayoim in the Pasuk. From there we learn out, there's a chiyuv to eat Shalosh Seudos on Shabbos. The Bach says, you've got the Pasuk which tells you Mechuyev Besuda. On the other hand, you've got shittas that hold the Tosfos Shabbos is only the Rabbanon. I can't allow you to eat your kazayis before Nach. You can eat what you want, but at least you've got to have another kazayis after Nach. This Taz, the shittas Taz, we find many, many, many times brought down halacha. For example, there's a famous Taz in Siman Tov Reish. The Taz brings the story like this. There was a town, was like Rosh Hashanah, was like this year, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos joined on to the end. There was a town that had a shofar on the Thursday. Somebody stole this shofar between Thursday blowing and Friday morning. They had no shofar on Friday. So now what are they going to do? They've got Chiyuv D'oraisa of Tkiyas Shofar. So they sent a shliach to the next town, or wherever it was, to bring this. The Taz writes this. The Taz writes, he sent them to the next town to bring a shofar back. In the meantime, it's getting late. People want to make Shabbos already. So the Taz, they brought Shabbos in. They didn't know if the shofar was coming. There's no mobile phones. It was Yom Tov, I suppose you couldn't use them anyway. Nobody knew if the shofar was on its way back. Yes, no. Says the Taz. So they took Shabbos in. Vayihi, Shabbos has been taken in, and now the shliach turns up with the shofar. What do we do? Do we blow the shofar or not? Zot the Taz, Be'emes, according to my shitta, you shouldn't be allowed to blow the shofar. You brought Shabbos in, Tois the Shabbos is a Doiraisa, it's Shabbos the Cholatei is Doiraisa. You can't blow shofar on Shabbos. The Taz brings in again to Pilpul, something called Tishul, he allowed them to be Mati, the Neda, and be Mati, if we would have known the shofar was going to come, we wouldn't have been Mekabel Shabbos. And he allows them to ask on it, which is something he only used in dire circumstances. And that's what the Taz writes they did. They asked on it, they were matinated for themselves that they were ever Mekabel Shabbos, and now they could blow shofar. So we see the Taz holds, he was Mekabel Shabbos, it's a Doraisa, you've got no way out. He had to come on to some shver hamtzor called Tishul Bimati the Neder, which is something we don't use officially, to allow them to ask back on it. Without that, if we took on the Tobi Mekabel Shabbos is a Rabbonon, if we take on the Tosefes Shabbos is only a Rabbonon, Shofar is a Doraisa, so we would have had no problem.
It's
a Doraisa.
The
actual Malachot Kizer is Rabbonon. It's only Malachot Rabbonon. That's the question. Is it Oisman or not? According to the Taz, according to all the other shit, it's not Oisman. The Achroinim learn, what's the Machlokes between the Bach and the Taz about Tosfos Shabbos? What is it? What's the source of their Machlokes? What are they arguing about? They're arguing about Metzias? It's not dark outside, it's light outside. What are they arguing about? So many of the Achronim learn that the source of the Machlokes is, if I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, can I change Metzias? Which means, halachically, can I change the situation? It's like, for example, especially in Eretz Yisrael, we know Rabbeinu Tam has a much later Shkia than everybody else, because of the whole shit of Rabbeinu Tam of 72 minutes. And he has Shkia 18 minutes before that. If you come to Eretz Yisrael, it's pitch dark outside. And many, many people who take on Rabbeinu Tam shit will be davening mincha. How do you daven mincha when it's dark? Yeah. So all that crowd you talk about, and they all give one simple answer. Halacha does not have to fit in with nature. It's very nice if it does. But it's not confined by the boundaries called nature. There's nature makes light and darkness. Halacha does not always have to fit into nature. Nature might make it dark outside today, at whatever time it does, but halacha can run on different boundaries to nature, and it does not always have to run parallel one with the other. You might find conflicts. And this is one of the places. According to the Taz, Plag HaMincha, in the middle of the summer, is over 2 hours before Yom Tov, before Shabbos. The sun's shining outside, the Yid next door might be sitting sunbathing in his garden. I, according to the Taz, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos. It's dark for me. Put my goggles on, my sunglasses on. It's dark. I don't care what the sun is doing outside. Halacha does not have to fit in with nature. That's how the Taz will learn. One does not have to fit with the other. And therefore, I have got the koyach. Chachomim gave me a koyach called Tois for Shabbos, and that koyach allows me to add on according to halacha boundaries. I can't add on 10 hours. I can't start in the morning on Friday for Blag HaMincha, or as we said, 2 hours before. But it allows me to add on a certain amount of time to Shabbos. That's how they learn the Tais. All the other achronim, they learn. It's called Yom Shishi Mekudosh. I've made Holy Friday. Meaning what? I've given it certain limitations. I can't do melacha anymore. I have Mekabel Shabbos. I can't do melacha. I can't drive my car after I have Mekabel Shabbos. I've got certain limitations that the Tosfos Shabbos allows me. But it doesn't change Metzias. It doesn't change what's happening. Is it dark outside? No. It's not dark outside and it's not yet Shabbos Doiraisa. And if it's not yet Shabbos Doiraisa, so therefore you have to eat your Kazayis Challah after Nacht. And many other things. Kiyas Shofar. There's another Taz. The Taz writes, the Maharshal writes, that many people on Hoshana Rabbah would bring Shmini Atzeres in early, and they would eat a meal before, they would eat a meal straight to him when they brought it in, then they would go to davening, and then they would have hakafas. What did they gain at koyach when they're doing hakafas? They didn't walk around up in the altar either, they had no koyach because they hadn't eaten for 6 hours. They could have a meal, which is the mice of what Shittas Chabad does. Chabad does, you know, they'd have a meal, they go home, they eat the meal, and they come back and dance, as you say, in a full stomach, and they've got more energy. So that's what the Maharshal writes, that people were doing such a thing, but they weren't having any Ma'ariv, they were bringing in Yom Tov early, they were eating the meal, and then going to shul. Says the Maharshal, how can you do such a thing? It's sukkah still, it's a Shana Rabbah. You've got a chiyum d'oraisa of sitting in your sukkah. How can you now go and eat this meal? And obviously they had this meal not in the sukkah, otherwise it's Bal Tosif. So they had the meal out of the sukkah, but it's still sukkah, it's light outside. Says the Maharshal, it's osa betachlis ha'issa, and he writes very strongly against it. Comes along the Taz writes, in Mechidas covered the Maharshal, I know he's not alive, he writes, it's not the sacred to argue with dead people, but, boom, 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 and he takes out the weapons, and he goes to the house against this Maharshal, he says, what are you talking about? What's wrong? And he brings a whole load of reasons that there's nothing wrong with having a meal on Hoshana Rabbah late in the afternoon, after the Zman of Tosfos Shabbos for Yom Tov, not in your sukkah, inside your dining room, and there's nothing wrong. Why does the Taz write such a thing? Because again, the Taz learns it's Doraisa. So the minute I brought in Shmini Atzeres, you're right, I've cut off 2 hours of sukkahs, but it's not sukkahs anymore. It's light outside, and no rise, and I don't care what it's outside. That doesn't bother me. That's of no interest to me. I have the power to change Metzias. I have the power to change nature. I've now made Hoshana Rabbah into Shmini Atzeres. So I'll eat my meal in the house, I'll go to shul, I'll dance with koyach, and shalom al yisrael. That's what the Taz writes. There's many Tazes la'alocha, but the Taz wants to go. And because of the Maitre, many, we see la'alocha, for example. For example, if a person was Mekabel Shabbos, Mishabura brings it down, if a person was Mekabel Shabbos, early in the summer, then he forgot to say Sfiras Oimer for Friday. What's the halacha? Mishabura writes that we spoke about that, I think, once here. You can say Sfiras Oimer. You can still say Sfiras Oimer, even after your Mekabel Shabbos. A lady lights Shabbos lights, and she remembers, Oimer, I didn't make Erev Tavshinin. What's the halacha? Mishabura brings down again. The lady can make Erev Tavshinin. Why? She was Mekabel Shabbos. Mekabel Yom Tov, sorry. So Mekabel Yom Tov, no, you see, you can still make Erev Tavshinin. A lady forgot to have Sektaira on Friday afternoon, she lights candles and suddenly she remembers she didn't do it. She can go and do it, she's Mekabel Shabbos, but she can still go and do it. Why? We see the consensus la'alocha is, not like Shittas Ataz, the consensus la'alocha is, the very nice, there's something called Tosfos Shabbos, it's a kvaldik thing, definitely there's definitely an inyan in it. To Sofik Doraisa, to the Rabbonim, it's very nice to bring Shabbos in early, but it does not change the situation. It's not yet Shabbos in all halachic boundaries. Therefore, going back to our original Shaila, the person sat on Sukkos, you're right, you could bring Sukkos in early, but because most of the consensus is that you can add Shabbos, but you can't change the situation, this person could have eaten 10 kazesim in his Sukkah on Erev Sukkos, but when Nacht would have come, you would have had to eat another kezayis, lehalocha, lecholadeus, except for the Taz, you would have had to eat another kezayis, and that's why Seder night, we can't bring early, and that's why Shmuz by night, We'd have a Maariv at 11 o'clock at night. We could also bring Shavuos in early, but you can't. You've got Sheva, Shavuos, Demimos, Tiena, 7 complete weeks. According to the Taz, there's nothing wrong with it. So the complete week is whenever I finish it, according to the Taz. We don't bask now, that's why we know Shavuos by night, we've got to start early, because you can make Shabbos longer, as long as the halachic boundaries allow you, whether it's the plag mincha, whether it's the bach of 2 hours, but you can't change the Metzias. Metzias is, it's Friday, halachically it's called Friday, you've been Mekadashit, you've made yourself now to be osser to do any malachas, but you can't change Metzias. The chiyuvim that they are for Shabbos are on Shabbos or Yom Tov Day itself, and therefore you'll have to wait till after Vaday Tzeisa Koychovim. You don't have to wait for Rabbeinu Tamshit, but you've got to wait at least to your opinion that you feel is Tzeisa Koychovim, when you would have a Mairiv after nightfall. According to that opinion, at least you have to wait till, and then to fulfill your chiyuvim of Shabbos or Yom Tov.